No, certainly not. This is a much loved service by the clients who use it. They really look forward every day to going and interacting and getting the help and support they needed with their mental health issues. And there's various outlets there for them and various supports. And while I understand fully the reason why it was being suspended because of the COVID, I'm just very much concerned that it's not going to open again. And all the questions I've been asking and putting forward to the HSE, they're very reluctant to give me a date or to even talk about the future of the service. So, look, I was inquiring again as to in relation to, we're coming to Christmas now, we're talking about families all being together, about supports being there for people. And here are these people now, they're back out in the community, they're back in their homes, they're in isolation, they're living in accommodation with other service users. And I just wonder what kind of Christmas they're going to have.
And the lockdown, of course, in 2020 has had a severe, I'm sure, impact on these service users. It would be ideal to have that outlet again once more.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody's talking about the effect that the lockdown's had on people's mental health. And here we have people who are already experiencing difficulties with their mental health, and they're getting the supports that the HSE are putting in place, and rightly so. So we can only imagine what they're going through, because it's been a difficult time for all of us. And now coming up to Christmas, and unfortunately some of these people are not in a position to cook meals for themselves. And I'm just anxious that the same supports are there now on a daily basis continue over the holiday period, and the long term, that there's plans put in place for the service to open again when it's safe to do so.
But at this point, are you genuinely concerned that it might not reopen?
Well, going by the language that's used and the answers that I've been given from the HSE, I find it hard to believe that it will reopen again. And it's unfortunate that, because I've checked with other than intellectual disabilities, and other services are still continuing. So I'm a bit worried now that the St. Connell Bay Centres doesn't seem to have an opening date or a plan to reopen.